PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words generous and exaggerate.
Ah, just another carefree spring day at the local park.
Whoa, windy.
Gee, I thought I was gonna fly away with the kite.
Violet, I think you're exaggerating. It's not that windy. Maybe it is.
Your kite is beautiful. Can I fly it?
Sure.
Thank you. My name is Eileen, and today is my birthday. I'm 10 years old.
Okay. Well, happy birthday. I'm Violet, and this is Becky.
Happy birthday.
Look at my necklace. My mommy gave it to me.
Well, it's late. I have to get going. May I have my kite back, please?
No.
What?
Yeah, what?
It's my kite now. You gave it to me for my birthday.
Well, actually...
Please, can I have it? Pretty please?
Please, it's pretty please.
Sure, keep it. Happy birthday.
Gee, thanks! You're the bestest friend ever!
But Violet, that's your favorite kite.
I know, but it's her birthday.
Okay, awfully generous.
Ooh, what a pretty charm bracelet. Can I have that too?
No.
But I always get what I want. And I want that. Mine. Mine. Mine.
Did she?
I want that bracelet. Monkey! Ooh, little monkey, you're so precious, precious. Can I hold you?
Maybe some other time. We have to...
But I want him. Besides, it's my...
birthday. Yeah, I remember. Forget it.
I said I want him.
And I said too bad.
Give it up, Eileen. Becky says you can't have him, so you can't have him. Now back off.
Violet, I've never seen you like this before.
Well, it's okay for people to take my stuff, but nobody messes with my friends.
Oh, yeah? Well, I say that monkey is mine. Mine!
Hey, come back here! Mom! Word!
Oh, what do we do? She's getting away!
Right. Let's split up. We can cover more ground that way.
Okay.
I'm coming, Bob! Word up!
Who wants cookies? Fresh out of the oven! So, which should we play first? I know! Let's play tea party! It's so nice to have a real guest at my tea party. The Bear Family and Mr. Moo Cow aren't great conversationalists. Here, you can wear this. I'll get you some more cookies. Be right back. Guess what? I found some with gooey chocolate chunk goodness. Hooray! Tea party!
Meanwhile, at ye old fancy schmancy jewelry shop...
Reginald, you are so handsome. Oh dear, what is this? Some sort of growth.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a 10-year-old girl named Eileen. She's as big as a house and is wearing a...
Oh, please, silly pink stocking child, stop exaggerating. I just saw her yesterday.
But I'm not exaggerating. Something happened to her, and she just kept growing and growing.
Oh, great. Another one.
Word girl, how'd you know I was here?
Super hearing. And we have to keep the story moving.
Oh.
Any luck?
No. I've been all over the city. There's no trace of them.
Ugh, how can that be? She's as tall as a house. A big green house.
Okay, that's enough wild exaggerations.
It's not an exaggeration. An exaggeration means to stretch the truth. Like saying that you're the rudest person in the whole world. That's an exaggeration. I mean, you're rude. Really, really rude. But I'm sure that somewhere in the world there's someone who's more rude than you. Or take that Hoboken diamond. To say it's as big as an elephant is an exaggeration. It's a big diamond, but it's not as big as an elephant.
So we're not exaggerating when we say this 10-year-old girl is really, really big.
You really expect me to believe there's a house-sized 10-year-old running around the city?
Well, yeah.
Ha! I'm sure they appreciate your imagination at school, but this is a jewelry store. If you two are not going to buy anything, then I would please ask you to scram.
Fine. We have work to do anyway. Come on, word girl.
Okay. I guess we're working together.
Look, I got a gold star in the school paper. I just love gold stars. Gold stars! Gold stars! Gold stars! More tea? Oh, I am so sorry, Bobby Wobby. Come on, let's go get you a brand new one. Upsy-daisy.
Wow, it's so blue up here.
Yeah, blue.
Word girl, I never knew fighting crime took so long. You're really generous with your time.
Yeah.
Look, down there, a trail of giant footprints.
Let's follow it. They must have left a while ago. This tea has been cold for 32 minutes and 16 seconds.
And look, this dress is much too small to be Eileen's. It wouldn't even fit on her hand.
Exaggerating a bit?
Maybe a bit.
Aha! Monkey hairs! Bob must have been wearing it.
That looks like a tea stain.
And it's still fresh.
Hey, maybe they went out to get a new dress for Bob.
Good thinking, Violet. Debbie's Darling Dresses.
Becky and I love that store.
I know. I mean, oh, really? Wow. Come on, back to the city.
Meanwhile, Bob is putting up a heroic fight for his last shred of dignity. Sorry.
You don't have to thank me. I know I'm generous. My mommy said so. Put it on. I said put it on. I always get my way. Mine. Oh, you look so pretty.
It's a nice color on you. Right, moving on. A few minutes later.
I'm so happy we got the new dress, Bobby Wobby. Now we can go back to our tea. The biggest gold star I've ever seen. It's beautiful, and it's going to be mine, 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 mine!
Look, it's Bob and Eileen!
Wow! You distract Eileen while I zoom in to rescue Bob.
Okay.
The ape should be holding the girl, correct?
Yoo-hoo! Birthday girl, over here!
Hey, Eileen! How'd you like my charm bracelet, huh? I have it right here!
Gold star mine! Gold star mine!
Oh, boy.
Oh, got you, Bob! Ah!
Oh, no! What am I gonna do?
Wait.
One of your bestest friends? Really?
Of course you owe!
Ugh, guys, you're killing me here!
Wow, I never had a bestest friend before.
What do they do? Well, they, poway together and give each other presents.
Ooh, I want to give you a present. Here, take my favorite wavewood necklace.
Thank you.
Greedy made Eileen get bigger, so I figured that if she was generous...
She'd shrink, of course! Generous means to be very giving, which is the exact opposite of greedy. Great job, Violet!
Oh, if only Becky were here to see this. She'll never believe what I went through.
Oh, I have a feeling she will.
How do you know?
I just mean she's understanding. Anyway, I better go! It was great teaming up with you, Violet.
Same here, word girl. Same here. Arrivederci.
Word up!
Becky, where have you been all this time?
Oh, you know, around town.
Oh, guess what? Word girl and I teamed up to rescue Bob!
No!
Yes!
Bob! Nice dress. Well, Eileen, I hope you learned your lesson. You can't just run around taking people's monkeys or any of their other stuff.
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
No, you learned your lesson.
I have to go home now and get a good night's sleep. Tomorrow's my birthday, you know.
I thought today is your birthday.
It is, and so is tomorrow. My mommy says every day is my birthday. Bye-bye!
Anyway, join us again next time for another generous helping of action on another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is scowl. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the correct meaning of the word. Emily!
Thanks, Mr. Handsome.
Call me Beau. It means good looking in French.
A scowl is a bad guy, like Dr. Two Brain's henchman.
No, I'm sorry, Emily. That is incorrect.
You must feel just as embarrassed as Toby did when Becky beat him at Cash or Pie.
The name of the game was Crash or Pie.
Yes, Phil?
A scowl may make a face like that.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Well, it looks like no one wins today's game. By the way, the correct definition of scowl is a frown or an angry expression. Like the look on your faces. Huggy, show them what they could have won. A state-of-the-art official Word Girl six-wheeler motorcycle!
Ooh.
But no one won. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Psst, listen for Investigate and Accelerate. Just another typical evening in a serene suburban setting.
Come on, Sally, we're going to be late. Boy, this cat art exhibit is going to be a hoot.
Cat art exhibit? That's a lot of pictures of cats.
Don't be silly. They're not paintings of cats. They're paintings by cats. Now, TJ, I want you to behave for the babysitter this time. Promise?
Okay, I promise. It's bad enough I'm missing the solid gold Mazo Racer sports car with ejector seats. The car's gonna be tearing up the streets.
The Mazo Racer? That's tonight? Oh, man, I wanna go. They say that baby can accelerate from 0 to 105 seconds.
Honey, cat art.
Right. I'm excited for that, too.
Oh, that must be the sitter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Granny May.
Come in.
Oh, what adorable little children.
Why is the dastardly crook Granny May here to babysit us?
Now, let me go over a few things with you.
So, Dad, which prison yard did you recruit Granny May from?
I don't think we got her from prison. Did we? Nope, we found her through the senior center.
Did you investigate her background? You know, check her rap sheet, references?
Of course we did, honey. Says here she's worked for hundreds of upstanding families. Let's see, Abe and Mary Lincoln, the Leonardo da Vinci's, the Queen of England.
And did you call any of these references?
Honey, I can't just call the Queen of England.
Okay, time to go. Have fun, kids, and remember to obey Granny May.
But...
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye, kids. Have a good night.
I'm driving.
Oh, well, yes, you are.
I'm a good driver.
I hope we don't get into a catastrophe. See? The word the cat art exists. I want to drive.
Why aren't you three precious?
Precious like a rare jewel that someone might steal?
Fight seals? Oh, I would never fight seals. They're so cute and cuddly. Well, it was nice talking to you. Time for bed.
But it's only 5:30.
Don't forget what your mother said. But obey Granny May.
She's up to something no good. And with a little investigation, I'll find out what.
I love babysitting. It makes the best alibi, and you get paid for it. Now that the children are asleep, I can finally steal that precious gold maze eraser. Ah! You startled poor sweet Granny May.
Sorry, what were you saying about the maze eraser?
I don't have an eraser on me, but I think I saw one in your bedroom. Come on!
No, the Mazo Racer. You know, the solid gold race car that's supposed to accelerate from 0 to 105 seconds?
Speaking of accelerate, why don't you accelerate yourself back up to your room? Oh, my! You're a strong little girl, aren't you? If one of these children leaves their rooms, I'm gonna know about it.
I should have known. She's gonna steal the Mazo Racer. We just have to do a little investigation to find out when and how. Come on, she's leaving. Word! What is it?
Becky, it's me. I'm bored. Let's play a game.
Sure, okay. We'll play the quiet game.
The quiet game?
The first one to talk loses.
Yeah, but I don't want...
Starting now.
Meanwhile, in another part of town, the Mazo Racer is racing down the streets at breakneck speed. That is, breakneck speed for a snail.
This car has no acceleration. All this gold is weighing it down.
Did you check to see if the emergency brake is on?
Of course I... Oh, oops. All right, that acceleration really kicks in. Now to...
Whoa!
Hello, young man. What a flashy gold car you've got there.
Here, let me walk you across the street.
Why, thank you.
Hey!
Why walk when you can drive?
Stop right there, Granny May.
White hair? Actually, mine is more gray.
Quit pretending you're deaf. There's nothing wrong with your hearing.
What? I lost my earring? Where?
Hi-ya! Ha! And now to deliver my...
Gotta go!
Hey, lady! Don't go running off without your walker!
TJ, where are you going?
Ha! You lose! You talk first! Ha-ha!
Yeah!
Oh, what are you two doing out of your rooms?
I want water.
With ice.
Fine. Granny May will get it for you.
Whoa! She started slow, then took off.
Yeah, she can really accelerate.
And she is fast, too.
TJ, that's what accelerate means, to gain speed. You know, get faster and faster.
Why aren't you a bright little thing? You're going to wear yourself out with all that talk, so get back in bed. Go, go, go!
This high-tech voice-activated sound machine should convince TJ I'm still in my room. That's ridiculous. That dummy does not make you look fat. There she goes again. Word!
Becky! I'm bored.
Okay, well then, tell me a story. A long story.
Really? You actually want to hear one of my stories?
Yes. I mean, yes.
Okay. Once upon a time, there was this superhero named Word Girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Go on.
And she had a really big secret.
Word up. Uh-huh. Yeah. Go on.
She wanted this really awesome kid named TJ to be her crime-fighting partner, but she was afraid he'd say no.
Meanwhile...
Woo! That is one speedy bicycle.
Excuse me, young man, but you were speeding.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I barely had a chance to accelerate away from that stoplight.
Well, then you weren't wearing your seatbelt.
Oh, yes, I was. See? It's still on.
They went through a stop sign?
There weren't any stop signs.
Headlight out.
Nope.
Taillight out.
Try again.
Aha! Your passenger side window is not rolled up all the way.
You got me there. That was quite an investigation. You are really giving me the third degree.
Well, just doing my job. Could you please step out of your car, sir?
Hey, why are you taking out your wallet?
Oh, to show you pictures of my grandbabies. Now, here's my grandson Milton and my grandson Eugene, and, well, I'll just let you look for yourself. Oh! Word Girl! What a cute little outfit. Have I told you I have a grandbaby about your age?
Oh, yeah? And would you leave her at home without a sitter? I mean, don't change the subject.
Oh, thank you. That's a good dog.
The jig is up, Granny May.
Oh, there's my reminder to take my life-saving medicine. Could you please untie me so I can take my sugar pills?
Nice try.
Snap.
I'll be right back. Some things come up that I, have to investigate. Word up! TJ, where are you going now?
I just told you. I finished my story and I'm gonna get a glass of chocolate milk. I hope Granny May won't be upset.
Trust me, she's got a lot more to be upset about than... Hey, how'd you get away from the, couch? I mean, the couch is so comfortable, it's hard to get up.
Children, I am not gonna tell you again. Back in your rooms.
Fine.
Becky, I'm still bored.
Sorry, Teach, I'm pooped. See you in the morning.
Whoa, she fell asleep fast.
Word up!
Be on the lookout for a gold car! Are you sure that's them, CHF?
Hey, try not to scratch the gold.
Good thinking, Huggy. You pull the car free, I'll capture Granny May.
Put them down? Okay, you asked for it. Boop!
Is this the end of Captain Huggy Face, the driver, and the Mazo Racer? Does the Mazo Racer have good insurance?
Good work, Huggy.
You may have gotten me this time, Word Girl, but I'll be back.
Becky!
TJ! What are you kids doing up?
Mom!
Dad! Did you guys have a nice time?
Honey, cat art does not disappoint.
What are you kids doing up?
Up to bed you go. Go on!
Fine.
Good night, kids!
Good night!
So, all set then? Granny May, you can go home now. Oh, of course. There you go. All paid up. Okay, thought we agreed on 40, but 50. No, okay, I'll leave my wallet out. You take what you think you deserve.
Looks like Mr. Botsford needs to accelerate his investigation of Granny May, or he may be there all night. Oh, well. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have-
have a word!
Since no one correctly defined the word scowl earlier, the first person to buzz in and give the correct answer will win today's bonus round. Ready to play, contestants?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Well...
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for scowl. Wow, looks like we have a three-way tie. What's your answer?
Number two.
That's correct. You're all winners. Huggy, show them what they've won. An official Word Girl tunnel to the center of the Earth mobile. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is labyrinth. Labyrinth is sort of like a fancy name for a maze. I like labyrinth because of the way it sounds. Labyrinth.
My favorite word is zinnias. I like the word zinnias because I know it's a really pretty flower and I love the sound of it. Zinnias.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what flabbergasted means. That's right! Flabbergasted means to be so surprised you can't think or act. Congratulations, Huggy. Flabbergasted.